Shin Pei Beis, if you're basing. Eina Reitze Lahaske. If he doesn't want to rent from the guy, he's going to echem ibnei achotzer. If you don't want to go through a transaction of renting from the guy, giving him money, you have another way of having the guy lend you as the usage of a specific area of his house to put something. In such a case, we say havilei kischir lekitoi. Then we look at the Jewish person as being a hired worker that's using the house. In other words, since the Jew has some usage of the house, that's good enough. So basically, we said before that you don't have to have the consent of the Baal HaBayis, you can have the consent of any member of the household. So if the goy gives me rishus to put something in his household, I'm considered now a member of the household, and now they can rent from me. And as others say, that the fact that the goy gave him permission to put something in his rishus in itself is equivalent to schiris, since I have rishus in his house, and therefore it's not necessary to make a schiris other than that. The maisa, the Mishnah says, is preferable to do the first shita, which means you get rishus to put something in there, and then afterwards you rent from the one who got the rishus.